The month of June is often filled with two things that do not seem to really belong together. The two things are celebrations and fear. For example, I'm graduating. There's a celebration. I'm afraid of what comes next. And there's fear. There is celebration at the conclusion of a project, a degree, a school year, the busy seasons of our work. There are reasons to celebrate. And at the same time, we can feel fear for the future, for the next task, for the next school year, for the next stage of life, for our health, for our finances, for our safety, for our families, for our society. There are reasons that we have to have fear. Now, the prophet Jeremiah and the 12 apostles of Jesus are both afraid. Jeremiah, the prophet, is afraid because he is imprisoned. He is hated by the powerful people in his society, and he has the word of the Lord to speak, and he's rejected every time he opens his mouth. Jeremiah, the prophet, is filled with fear because of what is happening to him right now. The 12 apostles, on the other hand, are fearful for the future. Jesus has called them. He has named them his apostles. He has given them a mission and a message. Jesus warns them about persecutions and difficulties. And now he tells them not to be afraid. Jesus tells them not to be afraid because they are loved and precious in the eyes of the all-powerful Father. The 12 apostles are fearful for the future. Now the prophet Jeremiah and the 12 apostles of Jesus are both afraid. The prophet Jeremiah, hearing the accusations and the curses around him, opens his mouth to speak not words of prophecy to the people, but the words of prayer to God. He prays. He confesses his confidence in the Lord. He asks for protection. He asks for justice. He proclaims in prayer the goodness of God. The 12 apostles of Jesus do not pray at this moment. The 12 apostles, filled with fear of the future, listen to the word of God and the voice of Jesus Christ. They are consoled by the counsel of Jesus. They are strengthened in their hearts by the words that they hear with their ears. In the moments of fear, the prophet prays, and the apostles listen to the word. And every time we come to the celebration of the Eucharist, we do both. We pray and we listen to the word. We pray because there are difficulties and sorrows and celebrations and hopes all around us. And we listen to the word to be consoled by the voice of the Lord who tells each of us that we are loved and that each of us is precious in the eyes of the all-powerful Father. Every time we come to Mass, we pray and we listen to the word. Every time we join the sacrifices of our life, our joys, our fears, and our hopes to the one sacrifice of Jesus Christ, we pray to be heard as we hear the word of promise. Every time we come to the celebration of the Eucharist, when heaven is opened and the celebration of the angels and saints invites us to take our place, we listen to the word of victory and pray for the coming of the kingdom. And in a few moments, the chalice and paten will be placed on the altar. The bread will be offered on the paten and the wine will be poured in the chalice. Place your fears for today on my paten and see them offered to God. Place your fears for tomorrow in my chalice and see them lifted to heaven. Place your prayers and your life on the altar and know that you are loved and you are precious in the eyes of the all-powerful Father. Amen.